Hello and welcome to All Things Travel Stories. This is a monthly bonus episode where we treat you to one of the most entertaining and enriching parts of travel. One of the things that makes travel so fun is hearing great stories that you can then share with your friends. Lessons that you learn, laughs laughed, and scary experience conquered. And Shane, I hear today you have a funny story for us that you've titled Angels and Demons.
Yes, this was the last time we were in Madrid. It was our last night there. We had to get up at 2 a.m. the next morning for our flight back home.
Woo.
And we wanted to end the trip on a really good note. So we went downtown to this, there's this kind of a bar cafe that we liked a lot because they had these churros that were in a cup. The cup was made out of the churro, and then the chocolate sauce was inside of it. So it was a fun little dessert. And then they had really good sandwiches with the jamon. So it was what my kid wanted before we left. So we went and we had that. Then we decided to just walk around downtown for a while. And as we were walking, we stumbled upon some of the celebrations for a festival that was happening, and it's called the Festival of San Cayetano, which is one of the famous saints from Madrid. And so they have this festival every year. We just happened to stumble upon it. While we're walking through the festival, my brother-in-law tells me the stories of the beginnings of the festival and decides that he wants to show us the church that it all centers around. And this is church of the same name. It's the Church of San Cayetano. We go to this church, and it's getting late. It's probably 10 or 11 o'clock that night. And we've got to get up at 2 a.m.
You planned to go to bed earlier because of your 2 a.m. wake up call.
That was my plan. Apparently, I was the only one that had that plan.
I think every time that I've had that plan, the same thing happens to me. It's midnight, and I'm wondering, what in the world am I doing up?
I have to get up in 2 hours. There's no way this is going to work. But I kind of think that's what you should do. Just, it's going to be your last time there for a while. Make the most of it.
Yeah.
And we come up to the church and we're looking around outside, and he's telling me about it. And he's showing me. And then we kind of noticed that some people are going in and out of the church. So we thought, well, let's go have a look inside. So the two of us wander in, and my wife and kid and mother-in-law, they stay back outside while my brother-in-law go in. And while we're looking at everything in the church, and it was gorgeous. It was just beautiful in there. And we're looking at the altar and the organ and everything. And one of the priests comes up to us and starts talking to us. And my first thought is, oh, wow, he's going to kick us out. But he starts talking to us, and my brother-in-law tells him that I'm visiting, and then we just wanted to see it. So then the priest starts telling my brother-in-law the story, the legend of behind the festival. And my brother-in-law is translating to me. So here I am, it's a pretty magical experience where this the priest in this church is telling us the story of the church. But I'm also thinking, I'm going to be so dead when I walk out because it's getting so late and they're wondering, what are we doing in here? So I'm kind of torn, but really, digging in this experience.
Yeah.
And so finally we leave, right? And so as we're walking out, I noticed two funny things. And the second funny thing I noticed was the look on my wife's face and the look on my mother-in-law's face as we're finally leaving. And my first instinct was to turn around and request sanctuary.
I was going to say, would we call that look funny?
No, it was not funny. Not at the time. The other thing I noticed as we were walking out was my brother-in-law's t-shirt. And so here we are in this church, old church in Madrid that this entire festival is centered around. And it's one of the major festivals in Madrid that happens every year. But I see his t-shirt. He's got on one of his AC/DC t-shirts, and it's the Highway to Hell shirt. And it's got all these little demon cherub things all over it. And I'm just thinking, why did that priest even let us in here, much less take the time to tell us the story of this whole festival?
Oh, man.
But yeah, that was pretty funny night. And getting up that next morning was not very easy. But it was all worth it.
At that point, oh man, Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, so moral of the story is make sure that you're dressed for whatever you may run across, right?
You never know what occasion you're going to stumble onto. So yeah, maybe don't wear your Highway to Hell t-shirt to church.
And if you have a 2 a.m. wake up call, just know that you're going to be up all night.
Yeah, just fight through it. Just pull an all-nighter.
There you go. Well, Shane, thank you for sharing that story. That was a great glimpse into your last trip visiting your family in Spain.
We hope that you've enjoyed this story. We'll start offering short bonus episodes that highlight inspirational, fabulous, funny, and sometimes frightening travel stories on the first Monday of each month. If you are interested in the possibility of sharing your travel story on an upcoming episode of All Things Travel, just go to allthingstravelshow.com/story or click the link in the show notes and submit your info to get on the guest list. Be sure to subscribe to All Things Travel to ensure that you never miss a single travel story, tip, or destination. And remember, never stop exploring.